The other point I think is a good one is about how the Senate is run. And CQ came out yesterday or the other day with their chart of, you know, how many times the one side or the other voted with the president, right, which you see in every single campaign ad now being run. You know, Gene Shaheen votes 99%. Mark Udall votes 96% with the president. And the irony about that charge is that it's Democrats put themselves in that position, right, by saying we're not going to vote on anything unless we have consensus among Democrats, unless it does not embarrass the White House. I want to protect my vulnerable Democratic incumbents, says the majority leader, Harry Reid. But in doing so, it meant that none of those incumbents were able to show distance from the White House or from Democrats to vote on pieces of legislation, to offer amendments. And so they now all have a 99%, 98%, 100% voting record with the president, even though they disagree with the president on a lot of issues. And they keep trying to say that, no, I disagree on this and this and this. They have no ability to show that. And so you're right. If I were Republicans in control in 2015, knowing that I have Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania up, Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire up in 2016, Rob Portman in Ohio, boy, I would try to find as many opportunities to give them a chance to vote for an amendment that may not be popular with the base, but very popular at home.